You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
Second week of the new league year and our second mailbag of the new league year. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me here on DenverBroncos.com. And let's get started with the first question from Dan Vogt, who says, the media has hit the Broncos hard for letting go of so many starters from last season. Obviously, not enough money and tough choices were made. How does this compare to past years? Well, in terms of the raw number of starters that won't be back, it's actually fairly comparable. You're looking at seven guys who started in Super Bowl 50 who won't be back. Of course, the thing is, you've got headline names, Malik Jackson, Dane Trevathan. These were two of the first guys off the market in free agency. And then you can point to others who weren't starting the Super Bowl but were valuable. David Bruton Jr., of course, going to the Washington Redskins this week. So certainly in terms of the quality of players lost, I'd say this class, you know, probably outstrips the 2012 class. It's probably comparable to last year when the Broncos in free agency took some hits. They lost Julius Thomas, of course. They lost Terrence Knighton. They lost Orlando Franklin to a big money contract with the San Diego Chargers. Even Will Montgomery, a solid center, ended up going to Chicago. That free agent class, in terms of losses, resulted in three compensatory picks this year. The class before it in 2014 led to compensatory picks last year. That 2014 class also saw Eric Decker, of course, Zane Beagles, Mike Adams, and some others move on. So this has become par for the course for the Broncos. And really the philosophy is this. If you're going to pay, you're going to pay to keep elite talent. Von Miller, he's been franchise tagged. They want a long-term deal with him. He's elite talent. And the guys they've let go have been kind of a notch below. They kept Derek Wolfe. They regarded Derek Wolfe and Malik Jackson pretty closely with each other. And as it turned out, Wolfe took a lot less money to come back. So they feel like they got some value there. So they're looking for value. They're looking to keep the elite players. And aside from that, willing to let some guys move on and then reap a compensatory pick call. And then in order to keep this thing going, keep the Broncos as a perennial contender, they have to keep hitting on their draft picks. A lot of the best teams in the last decade have had a lot of compensatory picks, thinking of teams like New England, Cincinnati, which has been a perennial playoff participant, and Baltimore. The Broncos, they're starting to become one of those teams. If they can continue to draft and develop the way they have, keep the compensatory picks coming in, they can, and keep doing well with them, they can absorb these losses and remain a contender. Next question is about Mark Sanchez, and Michael Police wants to know, what's the difference between Mark Sanchez in the first 2 years he played in the NFL and the rest of his career, and what does Greg Knapp do to fix him so he can return to his rookie form? Well, actually, he did well as a rookie in the playoffs, but in terms of his peak form, that came a little bit later, and actually his quarterback rating increased when he went to Philadelphia, the point where the last 2 years he actually had a higher quarterback rating than Sam Bradford and Nick Foles, but they decided to let Sanchez go. So you've seen it. You've seen someone who's been on a very slight upward trajectory. We've seen earlier in his career how well he did in the playoffs. You want to lean on that and know that, hey, he can do well in big games. His career playoff quarterback rating is actually 20 points above his regular season rating. But what must Greg Knapp and Gary Kubiak do? Well, they've got to coach him out of his tendency to throw into coverage. The interception rate is still too high. He actually has the highest interception rate of any quarterback with at least 1,000 passes since 2009. That's something they have to curb. He's got to learn to take the check down, not try to be the hero. Very similar to Peyton Manning in the postseason last year when it was just manage the game, play within yourself and what your abilities are at this point, and this is good enough to win a title with the defense the team has. That should be the philosophy going forward with Mark Sanchez. Take what's there. Don't force it. If they can do that, I think Sanchez could be in line for the best season of his career if he ends up being the starter. That's still in flux. A lot of possibilities are still out there for the Broncos. They're certainly not done at quarterback, and like John Elway keeps saying, Sanchez was just the first step in the process. But if he has to go in there, I think Greg Knapp and Gary Kubiak together can get the tendency to throw into coverage out of Sanchez, and that might make him pretty effective in terms of managing this offense. And if the defense stays even near where it was last year, Sanchez, if he has to start, just might be enough. Thanks for your questions. And if you want in on next week's mailbag, go to denverbroncos.com/Mason's Mailbag or hit me up on Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver, and use the hashtag AskMace. Take care. Thanks for watching, and hope your brackets turn out well, but not as good as mine.